Make anyone obsessed with you. Use these 9 secrets and watch what happens. Hi, everyone. Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy success coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. We're always flying in the direction of your dreams. It's all about your dreams, your goals, your intentions. And you know, one of the intentions that seems to be the most important is how to attract your specific person. I've written a complete ebook that I'm giving away absolutely free. It's free. That's absolutely free. It really is. 5 secrets to attracting your specific person. It's available at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Well, hi flyers. I want to thank you for subscribing. And remember to always click the bell icon, because we're here almost every day with a new video to empower your life with the law of attraction. Now, let's talk about how to use energy, vibration, to get almost anyone obsessed with you, wanting to be near you, wanting to spend time with you, adoring you, craving you. Hi flyers, I believe before you can do anything else, there's a lot of different things you can do, but before you can do anything else, you have to make a deep commitment that from this moment on, you're going to focus on the highest version of you. So sit down and either visualize or write out, what does the highest version of you look like? How does the highest version of you act? How does the highest version of you attract? You know, get into details about who you are and your potential and what you can be. And then every day, make sure that your actions and your thoughts are congruent with the highest version of you. The picture of you that you hold up here that says, I can be better than I am. I can do better than I am. You know, it may be little things that you have to do that bring you to that highest version, such as meditating more, connecting more with Source. You know, there's a lot of different things you can do. You know, taking better care of your body, eating cleaner foods, but also focusing and becoming absolutely dogged, determined to control the way you think, because the way you think determines what you feel, and what you feel, that determines what you attract. It really does. So are you taking control of your thoughts? Are you focused on what you don't have, or are you focused on your potential to attract anyone or anything? That's the truth, because within you is infinite light, infinite possibilities. So get up in the morning and say, you know, good things are coming my way today because I am attracting them, because I am living at the highest version of me. And every day you will live a little bit higher, a little bit higher. And you never quite get there because you have no limits. You have no boundaries. There's no limits to the highest version of you. But there's something about living at the highest version of who you are that attracts people, that literally makes them obsessed with wanting to be a part of your life. You know, they say the easiest way to attract someone is to have a great life and allow them to want to be part of it. And that's what happens. You begin having a great life, not by the things you have or the money you make. You begin by having a great life by believing in yourself and working every day to raise yourself to your highest potential. Well, number 2 is build self-confidence. I remember when I was a teenager and I'd gone through a lot of trauma and I was kind of like this all the time. And my grandma would say to me, pull those shoulders back. That sounded like my grandpa. But anyway, pull those shoulders back. Just little things about your posture, about your body, will raise your entire confidence level. Instead of looking at life's challenges as one big overarching challenge, see it as small chunks that you can take on. And every time you accomplish something, go, wow, I feel good about myself. I can do this. I can do this. I love that phrase. I can do it. Louise Hay used to say that all the time. I can do it. More importantly, high flyers say, I can be it, and start by choosing to be confident. See, confidence is something you can build, but it's also a choice. And there's nothing that makes people, they did a survey. What is the most attractive characteristic in both men and women? And you know what it was? Confidence. You see, when you're in a state of begging and pleading and wanting and needing, you're not in a state of confidence. You're not in a state of personal power. It's a choice. You choose right now. I am confident. I can do anything I put my mind to. And you believe in yourself. And then other people believe in you and they become magnetically attracted to you. It's absolutely crazy how it works, but it does. Number three, high flyers, is to embrace your higher self. There seems to be something about people who spend time connecting with their higher self, their holy guardian angel, Christ, the divine, God. People that connect with higher consciousness, they emanate this incredible magnetism. And it really doesn't make any difference whether you're a Muslim, a Christian, a Buddha, or whether you're just a spiritual person. It's really not about religion. It has nothing to do with religion, as a matter of fact. It's about you and your personal connection to higher source, what I like to call your higher self. And the more you connect with this higher self, the more you open up your awareness, your intuition increases. And people that have strong intuition, that have a spiritual connection, tend to make other people absolutely want to be near them. I mean, think about all the great spiritual leaders in the world. They had thousands, millions of followers. Some of them have been gone for 2,000 years and they still have millions of followers. Why? Because they were connected to source. They were connected to the divine. They were connected to God. Whatever you think it is, I'm not telling you what to believe. Find your own connection. Some people find it in nature. Some people find it in art. Some people find it in music. Some people find it in a church. Some people find it in the scriptures. Now, wherever you find it, connect to it. That'll bring out your true power. And it'll help that other area that we were talking about earlier, confidence. Connect to source. Well, high flyers, number four, I'm going to keep this very short. I've done other videos on this. There is something about eye-to-eye contact. So when you are looking at another person and you are looking at them in the eyes, you are creating a magnetic connection. But you say, Robert, the person that I want to be obsessed with me isn't in my life right now. That's okay. Look at them in your mind's eye. Look into their eyes and feel that magnetic connection, because what it does is it draws them to you. There's something about it. You see, we just don't have physical eyes. We have vibrational, spiritual eyes. And when you connect to another person, even in imagination, by looking into their eyes, you build an incredible attraction, obsession, and bond. Well, number five is spaces in your togetherness. So if you're talking, and I'm not talking about looks, I'm not talking about gameplay, okay? But find ways to create space and then come back together. Space and then come back together. Don't be that person that's calling them and texting them every morning, you know, chasing them down, sending them texts throughout the afternoon. You might do it for a day or two and then give them space. Let them process it. Let them miss you. Let them want more of you. And they'll become obsessed, obsessed with being near you. Well, High Flyers, number six is love your body. And there's a lot of ways you can love your body. And I'm not going to get into all the ways, such as exercise or stretching, eating clean food, breathing air, taking deep breaths. One of the ways I have found that has been empowering in my life in the last few years is fasting, intermittent fasting, fasting for several hours throughout the day. But you find your own way to love your body. That can be making time for long baths or showers or long walks. Whatever is important to you, the more you love yourself, the more others love you, and they become obsessed with wanting to be a part of your life. Well, High Flyers, I am so convinced that one of the ways to raise your magnetism in your energy field is to fill your house with plants and crystals. I love this crystal. It has a crystal inside it. This is a Lemurian quartz. But you don't have to have expensive crystals. This little crystal here, I keep with me all the time. And sometimes I just hold it and meditate on my intention. And it just feels, I feel the energy. Other people feel it as well. Rose quartz for love. Plants, all kinds of plants. The more plants you can put in your house, the better. It will just make you feel better, but it will also expand your energy field. It will have a positive effect on you. And that gets people wanting to be near you and around you. And they become obsessed with wanting to be a part of your life. Well, High Flyers, number eight is be the creator of your own destiny. Get out a pen and a tablet and write every day where you are taking your life. Write down your goals. Write down your intentions. Write down your dreams. And write them in present tense. Write them using Neville's technique as if you already have them, as if it's already yours. Write it. There's something that, look, somebody's going to say, can I type it in my computer? And I have to say yes, but I think it's more effective when you write it down. Get in the habit of writing down your dreams, desires, and your goals. That makes you so powerful. That gives you such confidence, and that makes them absolutely crazily obsessed with you. Well, number nine is inspire imagination. When I work with someone, when I'm near someone, I realize that I am standing near unlimited potential. And so the more I can inspire that person to use their imagination, the greater they become, the more magnificent they become. But guess what? They like the idea of being near someone that does inspire their imagination. If you're dating someone and you're just, you know, yeah, I do this for work and I do that, or do you inspire their imagination of what life can be like, what the world can be like, what crazy fun things the two of you can do together? Inspire imagination in others, and they will literally be obsessed with you. They'll want to be near you. They will crave you. It's amazing. I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring in Alchemy Success Coaching. Find out what a mentoring program can mean for your life. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. We're here for you. And now another video that's also here for you to take you on your journey.